In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I would like to, first of all, congratulate all of our sisters who have taken steps, first vows, three-year vows, and also Sister Marie Firmelina on her final vows that she'll take at communion time. We'd like to congratulate all of their sisters in Christ, and also their parents and families and relatives and all of the friends that have come from a great distance to see this very unique ceremony. When I think of the religious ceremonies this morning, I am reminded of the wisdom of our Holy Mother, the Catholic Church. Holy Mother, the Catholic Church is a wise mother. She understands so well the great sacrifice of one giving their life to God. When we think of the religious life, we think of a life of self-denial, a life of obedience, a life of poverty and chastity. And to human nature, to deny oneself, to make sacrifice, to be always under obedience, is not something easy, at least on a human level. But by the grace of God, God's grace makes it a joy and a pleasure and a great happiness, and there's a peace that the world cannot give. Holy Mother of the Church is a very wise mother. She does not have religious take vows, final vows, all at once. Sisters, when they join the convent, will begin with a 6-month postulancy. 6 months of getting to live with the sisters, follow the schedule, pray their prayers, do some of the work that sisters do, and get an inside look convent is about. If after 6 months they wish to pursue the religious life in more depth and they are approved by their superior, then they become novices. And for an entire year, they study very carefully what the obligations of a sister are. At any time during their postulancy or novitiate, if they don't think it's their vocation, they can go home. After 1.5 years, sisters take their first vows. Those vows will last for 1 year, and then if they wish to go on, they take vows for 3 years. And then after 5.5 years, plenty of time to reflect, plenty of time to consider, plenty of time to weigh all the considerations that need to be considered, then after 5.5 years, they can take final vows. And that we see happening this morning with Sister Marie Firmelina. Now, when we think of final vows, let us remind ourselves this. The vows, they actually free the heart and soul of the person taking them. The things of this world can tie us down from God. They can distract us. And as we read so clearly in the Epistle of St. Paul, he says, he who gets married does a good thing, but if someone gives their life to God, they do something better. Those who are married, their hearts are divided between loving their spouse and loving God. But those who are unmarried, the virgin, their heart can be exclusively given to God. And that is a very wonderful thing. So on this occasion of the sisters' ceremonies, I would like to speak directly to all the sisters and exhort them to serve God with a generous heart. After the example of our Blessed Mother. When our Blessed Mother was first told that she was chosen to be the Mother of God, there was no hesitation, there was no consideration other than a complete, total conformity to the will of God with generosity of heart. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. The angel Gabriel had also told our Blessed Mother that her cousin Elizabeth, who was elderly, was with child. Once again, we see this generosity of heart with haste. Our Blessed Mother went with haste to help her cousin Elizabeth out and came like a servant to help her cousin in her time of delivery for 3 months. We know our Blessed Mother always served God generously. The littlest things that were done to the biggest things, especially standing at the foot of the cross and watching her divine Son die on the cross, she shared in her heart that martyrdom, seeing her divine Son slowly die, bleeding to death, and seeing and hearing all the mockery and blasphemy uttered against her divine Son. So our Blessed Mother teaches us generosity. Thinking about generosity, I'd like to share with you a story. As you know, I don't come here very often, and I don't have an opportunity, especially on Sundays, to give a talk or a sermon. But there was a story that particularly touched me, especially considering our country and the present state of chaos and confusion and division that's trying to be created to bring our country down. During World War II, many soldiers were being deployed either to the East Coast to go to Europe or the West Coast to be deployed to the South Pacific, either to fight in Germany against the Germans or against the Japanese. And at that time, the common type of transportation was the train. People travel by train all the time. So trains were coming and going east and west, transporting many, many soldiers. Young men who left their homes behind, left their parents, left their wives, left their children behind to do something good for their country. Well, there was a small place called North Platte, Nebraska, and the women of North Platte wanted to do something special. There's only so much you can do, but whatever they could do, they were going to do it. And so they got the train schedule and knew exactly when the train would stop all day and all night. And they organized a committee of women in the area. And these women, as soon as that train stopped, would jump on the train, hand out sandwiches, hand out coffee and cookies and whatever. It was only like a 5-minute stop. But these men were thinking, who are these women? Day and night, sometimes the middle of the night, these women would come on the train and offer them these things and greet them. And then he'd get off the train with their things and they'd wave flags to these men. Some of these men may not have even returned home to this country, may have died overseas. But that was the love and the patriotism that they had. Another interesting story that's not really too related to the Sister's Vow ceremony, but it could be. We could stretch it a little bit. Some of the young women at North Platte made popcorn balls, and they put their names on a piece of paper with their address in the popcorn ball, hoping that when the soldiers got down to the bottom of the popcorn ball, they'd find her name and say, you know, if you'd like to write me, I'd be happy to write back to you. And many did, and they got married. They're called the Popcorn Brides. Now, the interesting thing when we think of our lives here on earth is this. God gives us one life, and life is what we make it. When we get to the end of our life, were we a success or were we a failure? You know? The important thing is that we live every day that God gives us to be the success that God wants us to be. That we serve God, as our Lord tells us, with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole soul, and love our neighbor as ourself. How important it is for us to remember that as we go about our daily lives, God is all present. He's everywhere. In Him, we live and move and am. God sees everything. He sees all of our actions, hears all of our words. He knows all of our thoughts. And how important it is that every day, you sisters, with a generous heart, serve the Lord your God. When we think of God's love for us, to send His only begotten Son into the world, to shed His blood, your divine spouse died and laid down His life for you. So on this occasion of the sister ceremonies, for all of our sisters, how important it is to serve God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul. As we've said this before, you older sisters have heard this before. Your whole life has to be Our Lady's fiat. Thy will be done, Lord. Your whole life has to be Our Lady's Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. What a consolation to God when someone leaves everything behind to serve Him alone and to love Him alone. What a pleasing act that is to give your life to God. I won't say where or who or what, but on one occasion I was having confirmation. After Mass and confirmation, we had a reception, and after the reception, I had to get my things together to fly out. So I'm packing in the sacristy. While I'm in the sacristy, I was a little bit delayed by a phone call. I hear that there's singing going on in the church. And I'm thinking, huh, they must be having choir practice. So I was in the sacristy a good 15, 20 minutes. And what did I find to my great surprise is that there was a very simple soul, an adult woman, a young woman, but a little bit on the maybe slower side, not as sharp or as maybe intellectually developed as someone her age, and she was singing her heart out before the Blessed Sacrament. And when I cut through the church to leave for the airport, she stopped singing, put her head down. And I went up to her and whispered, I said, "You can keep singing. I'm sure Jesus is really happy. And you're doing a great job." So as I was leaving, she just started singing away. And I was just thinking, what a simple soul, sing before our Lord, before the Holy Eucharist and Blessed Sacrament. It is souls like that that are keeping God's hand from destroying this world for all the perversity and immorality that God had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for. But let us remember this. Before Our Lady appeared at Fatima, the angel of Portugal appeared. And the angel of Portugal spoke about the Blessed Sacrament, and he exhorted the children, after he had given them Holy Communion, "Take and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men, and console your God." God is so much offended in these times. How important it is for all of us, religious, laity, all of us, to remember the importance of offering up to God prayer and sacrifice and doing it generously. When I think of the Fatima children, I think of these young children who were mature beyond their age because they knew what life was all about. They knew that what a terrible thing it was for any souls to be lost, the precious blood of Jesus being shed in vain for those souls. And that's the reason why they were so generous in trying to save souls. So, dear sisters, remember this as you live your life of sacrifice. God sees all your sacrifices, even the most hidden, and He's pleased, He's consoled. You're consoling the heart of Jesus. And not only that, but you're also working for the salvation of souls. That is the most important thing. Today is the feast also of our Mother of Perpetual Help. And as you well know, everything in art has a definite meaning. And in the picture of our Mother of Perpetual Help, the Christ child is holding with both hands his mother's hand. What is Jesus teaching us in this picture but complete and total trust and confidence in his mother? And let us remember as we live our life here on earth and all the sacrifices and crosses and temptations that we go through, our Blessed Mother is ever ready to help us, ever ready to be our mother in our time of need. I would like once again to congratulate the sisters who are taking steps, who have taken steps, and also all of their families and relatives, because what a blessing it is. I also like to ask all the laity here, besides thanking you for your presence and support of the sisters, to continue to pray for the sisters, for their perseverance. And as you know, we need more vocations, so pray for more vocations. Our Lord tells us the answer. The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. What's the answer? Pray, the Lord of the harvest, that he may send laborers into his harvest field. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.